top of it. Radio. Top of it. All right, man. This is my pilot show. The title of my show is the title 100% Game for You. Like I said, this is my first time doing Blog Talk Radio. So I need y'all to bear with me. But today, we're going to kick it around about too much too fast. Had a young young pimp friend of mine that I've been mentoring him, and he texts me, and he's like, "Tay, I've been doing everything right, man. You understand what I'm saying?" He said, "I've been buying and brought something new every day, man. You know," he said, "I've been putting me in her. I've been popping that game 24/7. I've been going by the rules." He said he'd been doing everything right. He said, "Tay, and guess what, man?" He said, "This brother had the nerve enough, man, to tell me that she didn't feel like going to work. And this is Friday." So I let him talk, you know. So he asking me, what should he do? Now, what I'm saying is that when you're in the game is completely different. It's a whole new world, a completely different world than that square world. So we live by different rules, and we got different rules in this game. I don't care who don't like what I'm saying, you know, but what I'm saying is this right here. Ain't no nice guy in this pimping, man. Now, we gentlemen, but we ain't no nice guys. Because when you're a nice guy, and that whole see that you're a nice guy, if they barely with you and they ain't part of you yet, they gonna do like the every doggone woman do. They gonna take advantage of you. They gonna take that kindness for weakness. So he don't understand. You understand? You know, why did he do everything by the book and the bitch still try to go crazy? Now, I told him, man, you did everything that you were supposed to do. Almost. You might have changed that bitch's clothes, and you might have her wearing something fresh, new, and every day. You can change her clothes. I say, but man, you know, you didn't change that whole attitude. Man, you got to change her attitude. The clothes is not going to change her. You got to change her. You got to make her part of you. And I'm going to say it again, man. Ain't no nice guy in this pimping, man. Man, pimping got to get mad. Pimper got to get angry. Pimper got to let a female know with words that, hey, you know what? I'm cool and I'm about this game. But now, you don't want to see that other side of me. Because sometimes, now I told him, I said, man, have you ever got mad on mad? Have you got mad, man? He's like, "Hey, I've been trying to stay a gentleman." I say, man, it's okay to stay being a gentleman. But, man, when it comes to a hoe, man, pimper got to get mad at a motherfucking bitch, man. He got to stand on his pimping, man, and let this female know, you with me, long as you with my program. But when you stop being my program, you can move on. And when it comes to the game, you don't accept nothing less, man. Man, when you start accepting anything less, then you're going to get, you know, what my young pimp friend just got. Okay, now, he texted me back the next day. He was like, "Tay, I appreciate that game, man, that you gave me, man." You know, he said, and it worked. He said, "All the time I had this broad, man, she ain't never seen me angry, man. She ain't never saw that side of me." He said, "So I had to put my foot down, like you say, man, and stand on my pimping like a rock, man." He said, "I had to check that bitch verbally, man." He said, "And guess what the bitch done, Tay?" And I said, "Man, you know what the broad do? She brung home another hoe." Yeah, so he said, "I thank you, Tay, that game worked." So I'm saying that to say, perfect example. Man, when you're about this game, man, you got to stand on your manhood. We gentlemen, but we ain't soft, and we ain't no suckers, man. And you got to let this this lady that's in these streets with you taking these doggone chances every day to make you shine. You got to let her know, hey, you with me, you with my program, but ho, understand one thing. Pimps cannot be bought. You cannot buy me. You with my program, and we're in this together, and we're a family. But don't never think that it's money over manhood. Never. We ain't gonna never do it like that. Never. So now, another thing, man, you know, when I'm spitting this game and I'm giving y'all knowledge, man, you know, what I'm actually doing is I'm trying to make your life in this game be a little bit easier than mine by letting you know that mistakes that happen, and we all make mistakes. But what's a big, I'm not going to say it's a mistake, but what happens to a lot of pimps in the game is, well, I'm going to call it distractions. See, it's all type of distractions, especially when you're trying to win. When you're trying to win, sometimes you concentrating on winning so much until you forget about living. You concentrating on winning so doggone much until you get distracted. You know, you got other pimp friends, you know, they distract you. Today, y'all going down to the jury mart. You still banking up. You got one brawl. You still banking up. You ain't ready for no jury yet. But you got your bankroll. So y'all go down to the jury mart together. They buy some jewelry. They looking at you. Here come that peer pressure. Pippin, you better go and spend some of that money, man. You know, peer pressure. So here's a distraction now. Now you got your fellow pimps. They spending some money because they in position to spend some money. You can spend the money, but then you go, you losing track of what your goal is. You getting sidetracked. Don't get distraction. Don't get distracted. Stick to the plan. You know, here's another distraction. You know, sometimes we get distraction. We get distraction from our family when we in the game. We go to our family's house. We shining. We riding pretty. We looking good. We smelling good. But we come in contact with family. What family do? They always want something. Not all of them, but they always want something from you. You ain't in no position. But you want to think you saving face with them. You want to stand up to the image that you presenting. Knowing you're not in no position yet to help nobody else because you barely didn't help yourself. But you get distracted away from your goal. Here's another distraction, family. So you go in your pocket. Knowing you can't stand, you know, breaking them off nothing. But you get distracted. You lose sight of your goal. Bam. And then there you go. And then a lot of us that's in the game, you know, before we got in the game, some of us got baby mamas. You know, we pimping. We doing our thing. They see us. You want to see your kids, so you steady come in contact with them. They see you shining. Now here they come with their hand out. Here's another distraction. You shining. You want to shut this broad up because you sick of her, you know, whining ass with her hand out asking you for something because she see you shining. So you go in that bank again, knowing you can't stand it, but you got distracted again. See, all these, when you're about your business, man, you cannot get distracted. You got to keep your eye on the prize. But then sometimes here's another distraction that comes along. You know, you want to win so much, and you want to get there so fast until you get distracted by, here's somebody come up to you with an idea. Say, man, you know, if you got some money, man, we can invest in this, man, and shoot, man, by the end of the day or in a couple of days, that shit, man, we're going to have 20, 30,000. You want to win so bad, but you pimping. All you got to remember is make sure that your hoes stay about you and make sure you stay about your business. and you're going to get that $20,000 or $30,000. You ain't going to get it overnight, but you got to remember that life is not a sprint. Life is a journey. Keep your eye, stick to the goal. I know you want to win. I know you want to get to the top, but just take your time, man. You know, milk your life. You know, let your life go through stages in this game. You're getting money every day. All your dreams are going to come true. If you stick to the rules, keep opening up the female's head, keep showing her that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Stick to the goal. Stop getting distracted. You know, pacing yourself, like a success in this game, all comes from pacing yourself. Okay. When you jump into the game, you ain't going to jump in the game, you know, riding no brand new caddy. That's understandable. But you got to jump in the game with some kind of vehicle. You got your game, the game in your head. Whatever you think, feel, see, you got to tell baby. When you on that track, you looking for them obstacles. Don't get distracted by the money. Don't get distracted because you see your peers over here and a couple of them is jeweled up, they shining. But then you see the other ones, you can tell who up and coming in the game just like you. But all you got to do is remember to make every day better than the day before. You just got to remember to see some progress every doggone day. You know what I'm saying? Never, when you're about this game, you got to never give up on what lives inside of you. Never give up on what lives inside of you. And never get distracted. Stay about the plan. And remember, man, never give a female too much too fast. You got to make them earn what they get when it comes to this game. Coming through my era, you know, it was one pimp, Joe Cato. And what Joe Cato would do is, as soon as Joe Cato get abroad, he always kept, you know, he was a pimping nigga. He kept the same 13 bras for at least 10 years. So you know by that he was rolling. So when he get abroad, he'd always keep a couple of vacant apartments. So every time he get a new bra, he would never put her in a motel. As soon as he get abroad, he put her right in the doggone, put her right in the apartment. After she went in for about 60 days, he put her in the car. It made him always had the base. I said, dog, man, you giving them bras too much too fast, man. You know, he's like, well, Tay, the picture I paint is this and that, and this is it. And this is how I do my pimping, because this is how I paint my picture. Well, okay, man. I say, well, that's cool. That's how you paint your picture, man. But sometimes you can give a broad too much too fast. Here's a broad that wasn't nothing before you met her, you know. Sure, she was cute, going out every weekend, you understand me? You know, bringing home a new dude, you know, and screaming and giving him up the pussy for free, going out with her girlfriend, getting drunk. You know, put notches on her belt from different dicks. And then you take this broad whose idea of life was like life is one big party. And then you take her and then you show her how to turn dreams into reality. If you let her let the money make you, then you're going to have a sorry female. Peep this scenario right here. Every day she paying you. Every day you buying her something new. She ain't used to this. So you spoiling her. She ain't never been spoiled. You spoiling her materialistic-wise, but you're forgetting about spoiling her in her brain. You forget about putting you on her brain. Because no matter how much money that a hoe make, it ain't about the money. It's about you. It's all about you, pimping. She making the money to be with your program. Do not get distracted. You got to stick to what the plan is, man. The plan is winning. And the plan is winning with females. The plan is winning with hoes. How your life rolls depends on how you handle these ladies. That's in your program. So, okay, you're going to spoil them, but you're going to spoil them and they ain't done shit to get spoiled for? You're going to give a knucklehead zero. You're going to take a zero. You're going to take a knucklehead zero from sugar to shit in what, 6 months? Man, you got to make these ladies work for their position with you. You got to get some dedication and loyalty. That come out the streets. Like I say, we gentlemen, but we ain't no suckers. Don't just dress the broad. Work the mind. It's all about you. And she need to know that it's all about you. And until you do that, then you're not going to get nowhere. You know, you're not. So think this scenario right here. Okay, you got a female. You put your time and effort in her. You keeping her sharp every day. Kind of holding back on what you want. See, when you're in the game, and I still stick to what I say, every day you need to be dressing. Every day, buy a bra something brand new, man. Buy a new outfit every day. You know, go around the town, man. There's always a whole store. Every town got a whole store, you know, where them little outfits don't hardly cost nothing. So buy a new outfit every day, man, even down to the shoes, man. Lady shoes don't cost nowhere near as much as men's shoes. I'm talking about they do if you're going to go with the red bottoms, but, you know, we're talking about some doggone hoes, man. Them, you know, after they done been in, been down with Pippin Man for a minute, they might get them red bottoms. But starting off, no. Starting off, they running shoes. They running two or three pair of heels down every week. And if a hoe not complaining about her feet hurting, then she ain't hoeing. Trust and believe that. So, like I said, today is my first show. So, after these 10 people, a few people that's on the show, this is to show you how things go. Now, I done a couple of videos. I done posted it, you know, and it's only a few people on the show. I don't understand why, because I showed put the number out. But I'm sure that it's going to change and that's going to grow. So the people that's online, I'm going to invite you in. So let's see. Let me see who we got here. We got 313. Okay, 313. Let me let's hear what's up with you, 313. Okay. Now back to back to these ladies, man, you know, and what life is really all about. Now when you with this female every day and you know that her performance is what controls your life. I'm not saying it controls your life, but she's your brand. So your job is to make that brand shine. Okay, 313. How you doing? What's your name and where you from? 313, you there?
Hello?
Hello, 313. What's your name and where you from, man?
What's up, man? This is Jacoby. I'm from Detroit.
All right, man. I'm from Grand Rapids, man. What's up with you, man?
All right, man. Just moving and grooving out here doing my thing.
Yeah, you in Detroit right now?
No, I'm out near Chicago right now.
Okay, so do you work that track in Detroit?
No, nah, man, you know, I ain't in the lifestyle. I'm just trying to educate myself and get as much game as I can.
Okay, all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right.
Yeah, give me a little advantage in the lane that I'm in. You feel me?
I appreciate it, man. All right, man. Appreciate you tuning in, man. I'm going to put you back in the mix, man. I'm going to go on to the next person. 651. 651, you there? Okay. I'm getting ready to kick some more about what I was talking about. Every podcast that I do, I have a few people that tend to say, oh, tools is not this and dress is not everything. Well, when it comes to the game, when it comes to life, period, you got to dress to impress. Otherwise, you know, that's your advantage. All right, 718, what's your name and where you from?
This is Washington, D.C., E.K. Rogers.
Oh, yeah, all right, E.K. I spoke to you earlier, man, you know.
Absolutely.
And for the people that's listening and tuning in, I was asking this brother E.K. Rogers about the about 40s and K, which is a track that I went to for 25 years of coming through my era, and he said that the track in D.C. there is no more Hostro in D.C. I wasn't aware of that until I spoke to him today.
Everything's online. You know what I mean? Online, other forms of corresponding, but not on the street. Yeah. DC has a whole new face now. You know what I mean? Yeah, white folks have it the way they want it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate that information,
hey,
man.
Sean,
appreciate you tuning in, man. Yeah.
Hey, man. Let me say something to you, brother. This is real good. This is educational, brother. I mean, this is transparent, man. This crosses all lines, man. What you're teaching here, man, carries over into square land, brother. You know what I mean? This is real talk, brother. Branding and all of that, man. Persuading them to see it your way and earning your stripes and not giving them too much too soon. This is this is transparent, brother. This works on all facets of life and all facets of life.
Of course.
Yeah, keep it coming, brother. Keep it coming.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, next up, 214. 214, are you there?
Top of it.
214,
where
you from? What's your name?
Oh, man, there's G out there, Dallas, Texas, man.
Oh, yeah, all right, man. Hey, man, I hear that, Texas, man. Say, man.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm talking about, man. We out there looking for the right one and not the wrong one, but the only one. You dig what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hear that pimping flowing, man. Hey, man, what's that track?
Oh, man, you know it's flowing like water.
Yeah, what's that? What's the street in Dallas, man, that track is on, man, for those listening, man, that's on their way cross country, man? What street is that when they get to Dallas, man, is the track on?
Oh, man, you know it's that Harry Hines division, man, where it's really going down, where they're marching down and around the crowd, you know what I mean?
Yeah, still Harry Hines. All right, man, yeah. Coming through my era, man, it was that Harry Hines, man, and we used to go to that Waffle House and hang out, man. I know the Waffle House still there, ain't it?
Yeah, the Waffle House still there, man. You did what I'm talking about. You know, that's where we congregate and chop up this game. You did what I'm saying. But also, I had a question,
man,
for you, Tay, if you don't mind.
Okay, pop it, man.
So as far as showing love, because we really want to show you some support out here in this Texas, man, but a lot of us, man, we don't use that PayPal, so I was trying to see how can we actually support you as far as buying some game pieces from you, as well as buying that book of yours, whether it's From the Lobby to the Penthouse.
Right. Cash App. You know, my Cash App is $ Shante Parker.
Okay, dig that. Would you be able to accept Western Union payments as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure I would, man.
Yeah, see, we might have to mess around on that Western Union, because I definitely want to get them 6 game pieces from you for the 50, and I'd like to also purchase that book from you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that, man. I'm taking down your number, man. I'm going to give you a call after the show, man, and, you know, give you all my info, man. What's your name?
That'll be beautiful, man. It's G. It's G on these lines. You be G.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Yeah, I got you, D. Yeah, I got you, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You follow me on IG, man. You see me suited and booted around the town, man.
Okay, D.
Yes, sir.
What? Okay, okay. Hey, man.
You'll see me on there and say G to Gent.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm hip to you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I follow you, too. Yeah, for sure. All right.
Dig that, salute to you, man. We appreciate the jewels that you be dropping, man, and, man, much love.
All right, man, glasses up, man. Appreciate you, man.
All right, now.
All right. All right, back to what I said about dressing to impress, man. Say, man, if you look the part, you going to get the part. And when you're in the game, just like when you're in life, every day you're on stage. And you're really on stage every day to your woman. She watching you. She listening to you. She want to be part of you. Let her be part of you, and you're going to continue to win. Don't just try to do it all yourself. Man, baby, shit, I need you. You want to welcome her to be part of your life or whatever you're trying to do. Okay. I got another person on there, 651. What's your name? Oh, okay. They didn't call. Okay. So I want you guys to hit me on my IG, which is Shante Parker. If you want to see my game pieces, my IG is 100% game. My Cash App is $Shante Parker. And my PayPal is ShanteParker49@gmail.com. I'm still having my game piece sale, 6 for $50 or 15 for $100. So I want you guys to get at me. It's been a good show. And we'll be doing it again next week. This is an every week show, 100% game for you. So I'll also be doing a YouTube show earlier this week. All right. I appreciate you guys supporting me. And get you some game, man.